Transform your space with natural elements to boost well-being and brighten even the gloomiest days. November's here, days are short, nights are long, and suddenly your home feels more like a hideaway. But what if your living space could do more than just shelter you from the cold? What if it could charge up your mood, get your mind clear, and keep the winter blues at bay? As a gardener living in the north, I've learned one hard truth. You better get creative and bring the outdoors in if you want to keep your sanity until the next gardening season. When November hits and the last of the garden fades under frost, it's like a piece of your soul goes into hibernation. But who says you have to spend half the year pining for spring? Enter Biophilic Design, the badass fusion of style, sustainability, and health science that brings the outdoors inside. Photo by lavenderandlauralhome.com. Why biophilic design? Because humans weren't made for cubicles. Forget the beige boxes and cookie-cutter layouts. This design taps into our primal need for nature. It's not just about throwing a fern on a shelf and calling it a day. No, this is a full-on commitment to aligning your space with the vibe of the wild, so you feel less like a robot on recharge mode and more like a living, breathing human ready to conquer or chill, depending on the day. Make the most of November by enjoying a reading nook with a view of the season's shifting hues. Historical context and evolution. Biophilic design has its roots in the 1980s, grounded in biologist Edward O. Wilson's concept of biophilia, which suggests humans have an innate connection to nature. Notable architects like Frank Lloyd Wright and design firms such as Terrapin Bright Green have championed this approach, blending natural elements into built environments. Initially focused on commercial spaces, biophilic design has now expanded into residential interiors, underscoring sustainability and wellness. Key milestones in this movement include the growth of green building certifications like LEED, which advocates for biophilic principles, and the increasing use of indoor plants, natural light, and organic materials in contemporary homes. Photo by lavenderandlauralhome.com. Botanical art and organic decor tie nature to your interior, creating a harmonious, refreshing space. Goodbye clutter, hello calm. Clutter messes with your mind. You know that pile of random stuff that's for later? It's spiking your stress levels. Biophilic design isn't just about looking good, it's about feeling good. When your space is centered around natural elements, it invites simplicity, helping you break free from that junk-collecting, maximalist mindset. Plus, when you swap the fake plastics and clutter for clean, nature-infused designs, you create a setting where your mind can breathe. Minimalism with a touch of the natural world isn't just a style choice, it's a lifestyle upgrade. Yeah, the planet's kind of in trouble, and that minimalist IKEA lamp isn't going to save it. But biophilic design? That's a different game. Using reclaimed wood, stone, and sustainable textiles isn't just ethical, it's smart. These elements aren't just eco-friendly, they're timeless, edgy, and can make any room look like it belongs in a glossy design mag. Photo by lavenderandlauralhome.com. Infuse your bedroom with natural elements for restful sleep and a tranquil start to your day. And let's not forget about natural light. This isn't just about snapping a better selfie. It's mood-boosting, energy-saving, and critical during those dreary November days when sunlight feels like a rare gem. Light reflects off mirrors, flows through sheer curtains, and voila, you've just hacked your own seasonal serotonin boost. Don't just let there be light, curate it. Ditch heavy drapes and go for sheer fabrics that let the sun pour in. Got a dark corner? Toss a mirror in there to make it come alive. Bonus. Position your gaming rig or reading chair near a window and watch how fast your mood upgrades. Adopt some green roommates. No, not the type that forgets to pay rent. We're talking plants. Succulents, snake plants, pothos, all the green glory, none of the drama. Trailing plants add a mysterious, untamed vibe that's perfect for hanging off shelves or scaling bookcases. And did we mention they detox your air? Yeah, breathe that in. Monica Ricola Photos. Houseplants breathe life into your home, purifying the air and adding a touch of nature's charm. Monica Ricola photo. Fresh herbs not only look beautiful but fill the air with invigorating scents for a health-boosting ambiance. Texture is the new black. Glossy, shiny, and synthetic is out. Raw, earthy, and textured is in. Bring in items with a touch of the wild, driftwood, woven baskets, clay pots, and wool throws. It's not about being perfect, it's about being real. The kind of real that makes you want to kick back and sip tea while a storm rages outside. Nature-inspired patterns for the win. Ditch those flat, soulless prints for patterns that echo nature. Think waves, leaves, or the dappled sunlight breaking through trees. These organic forms do wonders for the mind, shifting you into chill mode even when the weather outside is a brutal slap of cold. Photo by lavenderandlauralhome.com. Transform your bathroom into a serene haven with lush botanical wallpaper that brings the outdoors in. Try an Epsom salt bath for deep relaxation and a rejuvenating spa-like experience at home. Science says it's legit. It's not just hippie hype. Science backs it up. A landmark 1984 study from the National Institutes of Health found that hospital patients with views of nature needed less pain relief and left sooner than those staring at brick walls. If nature can do that for post-op patients, think about what a nature-infused home can do for you. Clearer thoughts, better focus, less stress, it's all part of the deal. Final word. As a gardener who lives and breathes for those warmer months, I know that bringing the outdoors in is more than a winter survival tactic. So get creative, make it edgy, make it cool. This winter, let nature do its thing, inside. Monica Ricola is a certified landscape designer and horticulturist, passionate about gardening and sustainable living. Contact her at monica.ricola@gmail.com.